At JCPenney's Memorial Day sale, sizzling deals are on with store-wide doorbusters all weekend. Or bring home savings up to 50% during our Memorial Day home sale. Save even more with your coupon. And for all former and active military personnel, enjoy an extra 10% off in-store. Just show a valid military or VA ID at checkout. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Coupon valid on select styles through 5/30. Some exclusions apply. Doorbusters valid 5/26 through 5/30 and excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Storytime, a presentation of the System of the Great to promote the storytelling talent of our country. Stories are unique from multiple people, created by a member. Production of each story is prohibited. Some stories may contain adult content that may not be younger audience. Serve our stories do not support them. So please, respect, enjoy. The Circle H Ranch by Irish Rose. Winds blow wild across the Midwest plains, blinding all eyes. It's a shame it don't rain. 1861 brought hope and pain. Civil War was now waiting to rage. President Lincoln signed a new grant called the Colorado Homesteader Act, giving folks a chance to make a life on the free, open range. People called it a land race out of hand, insane and gone mad. Wagons running hard every day, with rattling trap belongings falling out in the way. Dressers, drawers, stools, and chairs, the old painters left everywhere. Books, beds, anvils, and saws. Nail kegs, feather beds, and rugs for the floors. Sofas, lamps, tables, and chests, bags full of clothes, and spittoons for the spit. Took some time for Charlie Hall's plan, a journey to Colorado Freeland. Homesteading for 5 years, got you 160 acres with a brain. And all the work you could do with your own two hands. Bring your own move, a pack, and pack a gun, because Colorado is a wild, wild land, son. Civil War had brutally come. Confederates and Indians became a new force. Union soldiers had but one plan, end the war, hold the land. Five nations and the grave were roaming round in the haze, praised after the war had settled down. Only poverty lived and died there day by day. Hope was slowly passing away. 1868, Charlie Hall had a plan. He was a hard-working and tough man. Had a wife and three young sons. Jim, my great-great-grandpa, was one. Having a little money and a plan, moving to Colorado with his family and lad. Oklahoma was his stomach real bad. Carpetbaggers, crime and abuse on every hand. No honest work for a family man. He bought a Conestoga covered up well, outfitted with water barrels and storage everywhere. Two mules, a horse, and all the tack. Food for a family. The horse moaned. Mules, Buck and Jack. They took off from Winoka in early morn, trying for 10 miles a day, maybe more. It was hot in the blazing sun, no breeze all day, the stock was sweating foam. They forded the Cimarron River pretty well. The stock drank their fill as they put for the night, looking for a camping spot just right. Charlie sent Jim out by himself. He said, pick up some buff chips and then build your mama a fire. Young Jim did as told. Charlie gave him a pistol just in case the coyotes got bold. Ma fixed the supper of bacon and beans with sourdough biscuits to stop up the grease. A month of days passed this way, crossing prairies and rivers, making their way, befriending several Indians starving along the way. Into Comanche country, crossing the Colorado line, slowly they climbed the South Rockies through Trinidad to San Luis into Pagosa Springs, then onto Durango to stake their claim. Charlie took some time looking around, scouting the water and land before putting their money down. 160 acres with their brand and a grass-stoddy house they lived in, 2 years off the land, slowly building up the Circle H Ranch. Jim's mama, Eleanor, was the first school mom Durango had. Charlie's brother, Earl, was a kind sheriff. Over the years, the family grew and Circle H blossomed into a 4,000-acre ranch. Today, the Circle H is a shadow of its former self. My great uncles and cousins sold off all but 900 acres. I got to see the ranch. Go there with my nana and great-great-granddad on a visit vacation. It was an experience I shall never forget. It made my love of horses in the West grow, and always hold dear the stories and appreciation for what my great-great-grandpa had done. The ranch today is a shadow of its former self, but it is still alive to me. Some things just don't change in us.